Give me liberty or give me death. Who said it? Patrick Henry. That's right. He was these were his famous words that he spoke to the Virginia Convention that swung them to side with the American Revolution against the British Empire. Tomorrow, we're going to celebrate another man who said, I have a dream today. The dream that he had was a day when all people of all color would live together in harmony, and they would cry out, free at last, free at last. Say it with me. Praise God Almighty. We are free at last. Who is that? Martin Luther King Jr. Liberty and freedom. These are American ideals. They're part of the DNA of what it means to be a United States citizen. But they are not original to the American ideal. Centuries before these words were spoken, another radical revolutionary leader stood up in his hometown congregation and he said, today I declare for you liberty and freedom for all people. Who was it? It was Jesus. Liberty and freedom. You see, the words in the text that he read from Isaiah about setting the captives free and release for the prisoners, that's the Greek word aphesis, which is translated in many places as the word forgiveness. Liberty, freedom, forgiveness, it's all the same word. We're looking at Jesus' presentation of the kingdom of God during Epiphany. And Luke is the one that we're looking at. And Luke is using this story about Jesus in the synagogue at Nazareth as really like his thesis statement for the whole enterprise. He frames the whole gospel in a nutshell with this story of freedom and liberty. You know, it's a great message. But the question I have is, here in the 21st century, in the northwest suburbs of Minneapolis, what does it mean? It really begs two questions for me. Freedom from what? And freedom for what? When you talk about the idea of liberation or freedom, it implies that you are first bound to something, that you are in bondage. So let me ask you this question today. Are you in bondage to something? My guess is that some of us in this room are in bondage right now. Maybe for you it is this nagging addiction, this secret addiction that is gnawing away at your insides and you're bound up by it. Or maybe it's fear or anxiety, and you just find yourself worrying about everything, and you're bound by that. Or maybe you've gotten yourself so deep into a mess that you think there is no way out of it. Or maybe you're just up to your eyeballs in debt. The answer is different for all of us about what binds us. But I have good news this morning. The good news is that Jesus came to set us free from these things. That the way of Jesus is the way of freedom from this bondage. Remember last week, we came over to this font to be reminded about what baptism is all about. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are buried with Christ. That we have died to all that junk that binds us down. And we have been raised to walk wet in the ways of Jesus. That's good news. That's freedom. That is what we have been set free from. And maybe some of you this morning just need to be reminded of that in Christ, you can be free. But the second question is the one that really troubles me. We have been set free for what? You know, last week we had our Free to Be campaign luncheon kickoff, and it was a great time that we had together. And after that lunch, my dad came up to me, and he said, "You know, Steve, I was looking at that word grace, and I saw that in the word is the word race." He said, it's a G race. It's a God race. Grace is all about God racing after humanity through us. Isn't that a great picture of grace? And so that got me thinking, and I thought, you know, there's really two races in our culture. There's the R race, and there's the G race. The R race is the rat race. And as Americans, sometimes we have the idea that we have been set free to be whatever we want to be. It is all about my personal freedom. I can do whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do, and nobody can tell me what to do. And that's freedom. But you know, if our goal is this radical individual freedom, when we reach that goal, you know where we find ourselves? All alone. But what if it's the G race, which is open for all audiences? God's race is racing after the world to bring all things into fellowship with God and with each other. That's grace. And God invites us to join God in that race. That's why we talk about at Grace here, about being a ministry of grace in the heart of Andover. You know, God is doing that in us and through us every day. You know, last week at this luncheon, we showed a video that Jeannie Hellman and I put together to just try to capture a picture of what God is doing right now in and through grace. And we were asked to show it again. And so I want to show this video, share this video with you to see, using the Focus 2020 language, of what our ministry inside our walls and outside our walls looks like. And let's just celebrate right now what God is doing on this G race that we're on. So let's watch this.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Well, hello, Grace members. I'm Julia Whippler. I'm the school social worker at Sand Creek Elementary School. We're right here in Coon Rapids, and just down the road from Grace. We are starting to build our relationship with Grace, and it started last spring, and we're working into this year. We've really expanded a lot with our baskets during the holiday seasons, and when we have breaks in school, we've received so many donations from the Grace community members for food, basic needs, all kinds of mittens, hats, scarves, lots of blankets that have been knitted as well. Just so many great opportunities for families to have basic needs met.
Hi, I'm Ann Hill. I work at Feed My Starving Children. Feed My Starving Children is a place where we rely on volunteers, like those from Grace, to come in and pack nutritious meals that are sent to starving children in 70 countries all over the world. I've been at Feed My Starving Children for over 6 years, and back at the beginning when I was working in Brooklyn Park, Jeannie came in with so many amazing, beautiful people from Grace Church and would regularly volunteer with enthusiasm, with prayer, with heartfelt feeling for these kids around the world that they'll never meet, but would really go all out to make a meal for thousands and thousands of kids. And ever since then, the Grace group shows up regularly, and they're excited, they're full of energy, and they always pack thousands of meals for the kids. We are so blessed by our partnership with Grace Church.
My name is Carol Myrick, and I'm the Interim Executive Director for Family Promise of Anoka County. Even when I began, the very first week, the first name I heard was Alden Riley, and how involved he was in helping out with handyman projects around the old day center, and how involved he's been with the move to this one too. And he has just been a saint, very reliable and dependable, and probably the first one on our list to call for help. When we think of the church partners we have, Grace is the one that pops into mind, because there are so many of you that are helping us constantly. We couldn't do this program without our church partners. There would be no program. And so it's so nice for us to know that a church who's hosting is coming to pick up the mattresses and set up the rooms, and the meals are going to be taken care of, and our families are going to be okay overnight.
Sand Creek would like Grace Lutheran Church to know that we are so thankful. We're so happy to have teamed up and partnered with you. We love everything that we have started and that we're continuing to build, and we look forward to our future together.
I want to thank the people from Grace Church for coming in and giving of their hearts and their souls, their resources, their time to make a difference in so many lives of children around the world. Last year, Feed My Starving Children welcomed over 600,000 volunteers. And in my heart, and to so many people here at Feed My Starving Children, the people from Grace Church are the most special, dedicated, treasured volunteers that come in. And we want to just say thank you.
I want to say to the congregation of Grace Lutheran Church of Andover, thank you so much for all that you do. And if my arms are big enough, I'd hug the whole congregation.
Broken sky, traced out by the city lights, my world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight, touch down in the coal black top, hold on for the sudden stop, breathe in the familiar shock of confusion and chaos, all those people going somewhere, why have I never cared? Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's just a snapshot of what God is doing. When Patrick Henry stood up in front of the Virginia Convention and cried out for liberty, a lot of people thought he was crazy. and said the British Empire is going to crush us. When Martin Luther King Jr. cried out for freedom and justice for all, they shot him. When Jesus stood up in his hometown and declared liberty and freedom for all people, including the Gentiles who were their enemies, his neighbors tried to throw him off a cliff, and they eventually nailed him to a cross. See, when you run the G race, you're flowing against the current of the rat race. And whenever you go against the current, you make waves. It's not easy, but it is what we're called to be. That is why we have been set free. And God is doing so much at Grace, and there is so much more that we could do. And we're in this Free to Be campaign right now, and I have one simple challenge for you in the next weeks. Our goal in this campaign is that every single household is visited and every single household has an opportunity to have a conversation about what God is doing, about what God could do at and through Grace. So I challenge you, make some waves. Let's run the G race. Let's be Grace and see what God can do when we are set free even more than we already are. And let's do that together. Would you stand as we sing?